I'll call the meeting to order. Do we need to do a roll call?
Patty says yes.
Okay, Patty, I have at it.
Yes, we do. Let's see. Jeff?
Here.
Lisa?
Here.
Dave?
Here.
Lee?
Here.
Ed?
Here.
Michael?
Here.
Randy?
Yeah.
We're good.
Okay. Number two is adopt or amend the agenda. You got any amendments to the agenda, Karen? Or Aaron, either one?
Nope.
I don't.
Look for for the adoption of the amendments.
I'll move the agenda, Jeff Bertram.
Second, Mike Potter.
Can we do the all in favor with thumbs up, or can't Patty see them all?
No.
Okay.
And this is Ed, Mr. Chair. This is what I was told. If you ask for all in favor, and if everyone says aye, unless someone opposes. Now again, this is what I've heard. If one person opposes, then you got to do a roll call. That's just okay. What I.
Patty looked at it between meetings. I know.
Yeah, and it specifies that all votes have to be done by roll call vote. I'd have to look at my notes to see where I got the answer, but that was the conclusion.
Okay, we trust you, Patty, so call the roll.
Okay, so this is for adoption of the agenda. Jeff?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, approved. Approval of the minutes from May 12, 2020.
I'll move approval, Lisa.
Randy, second.
Moved and seconded. Patty for the roll call.
Jeff?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
And Randy?
Aye.
That's it.
Second quarter financials on page 5. Aaron?
Aye. Yes. So to go over this, there is, we're still doing really well. We're very healthy in all of our asset and liability accounts. But what some things I wanted to point out were that on page, I think this is page 7 of the PDF here, the revenue report.
I wanted to point out. Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Page 5.
7. Revenue is on page 7. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Page 7 of 19. Okay. Some couple things I wanted to point out on here that all signatories have paid their second quarter as of this point. That's why you see them all at 50%. But some things I wanted to point out that aren't as happy. The fines are way down. As you can see, they're only at 25% of budget. And technically, they should be at 50. So they're at about half of where they should be right about now this time of year. I know, I think it was a few months ago. It might have been, was it the March meeting, Karen? I can't remember where I did that projection. Was it? I can't hear you, Karen.
April.
Oh, was it April? Okay, so in April when I told you all that I was projecting about $68,000 less in fines, $63,000. That still holds pretty true. Fines are starting to trickle in. I'm getting some from the branches. Right now the average from the branches together, not including St. Cloud, has been about $700 a week. So for St. Cloud, obviously it hasn't been should be. They're averaging about maybe 150 a week. Whereas per month, we normally bring in about 23 to 24,000 in fines a month. And we're not looking at nowhere near that. But one good thing to say that offsets is the interest. The interest is over by 21%, which is from good rates from the prior year when we invested on CDs. That leads me to my next don't expect this next year. just letting y'all know that the CD rates are horrible. They are dropping drastically. And to put it into perspective for you, the Magic Liquid account, which is where the rest of the money is sitting that is not invested in CDs, was averaging 0.25% or 0.25%, 0.25, which is higher than the highest CD rate for the last 2-3 months, which was about maybe a 0.10. So with that being said, if you've all skimmed over my management report, you will see that there are matured CDs, but you will see that there are no reinvested ones, and that is not a typo. Karen and I had talked about it, and so right now I let close to like $1.2 million mature, so that money is sitting in the liquid fund earning a little bit higher interest than if we invested for a year. I still think it's the better route at this point in time. A couple other things I wanted to point out on here. We are looking at, I did a quick projection here from the 6-month mark. We're still looking at a surplus, but we're also looking at a deficit in the revenue. So with that being said, it's a speculation, obviously, but if you do the math, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe $200,000 to $250,000 in a surplus by year end, which is a lot smaller than what we're used to. One other thing I wanted to point out was, and this is on page, let me get to it here. It's in the fund balance report. Oh, that's not in this one, is it, in the quarterly? Okay, I forgot about that. So the fund balance report, if you've got that.
Let me pull it up, Aaron, while you talk, okay? I'll pull it up on my screen while you talk.
Okay, pull up the financial report, not the quarterly. So what I wanted to point out about unemployment is it's kind of twofold here. We did receive a bill in the amount of roughly $15,000 for unemployment claims that as a reimbursable employer, we're obligated to pay. But then they sent a letter the other day to Karen, I believe, or Julie, and said that they were having issues over at unemployment or something. I'm not exactly sure what the problem is, but they sent an amended invoice or something, basically stating that they don't know what we owe right now. Oh, Karen's pulling it up. Okay, go down one more page, Karen, please. And about right there. So do you guys see the 80 account, emergency sub and severance? Okay, Karen, if you scroll over a little bit. Right? Hope you can. Oh, there we go. So on that 880 line, everyone, you see how there's this $29,379. That is in a dedicated fund that's been sitting there for quite a while. And so $14,000 or $15,000 of that would just take it down to half. As far as them working through their issues, they're people to only pay through quarter one, I believe. And we already and it was a measly $500 and some dollars. It wasn't very much. But the second quarter one is the one that they're having trouble with, and hopefully they get it ironed out. So I don't really know what our exact bill is going to be when that time comes.
All right.
Let's see. Anything else? That's all I had on my list to kind of go over, but Karen might have additional.
Yeah, the unemployment, you should be aware we have at this time 17 claims. Of those 17 claims, 11 people are current employees, and over half of those are people we never cut hours for. They filed for a second job that they lost or had hours reduced in, and so we're actually having to pay claims on some of those staff, even though we never changed their hours. So just know that it's kind of part of the cost of doing business with part-time employment right now.
Yes, thank you, Karen. I did have that on here too, but I missed it. So I could take any questions if there are any.
This is Dave on the, I had to leave for a couple seconds. I don't know if you talked about the state aid. Do we get that paid like quarterly or is just one check? I see we're only have 89% of it. So
are you talking about RLBSS, that one?
Yeah, yes.
That one comes in, yes, it's quarterly, but it's not exactly quarterly. It comes in at 30, 30, 30, and 10.
It's like the school aid formula.
Okay.
Right. It comes in that way, and we get two payments. We get two payments in the second half of the prior year, and then we get two payments in the first 6 months of the next subsequent year.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
One other item of note is the legacy fund. We learned that we will probably see a 14% reduction in what was promised for 2021 based on a decrease in sales tax revenue. We don't anticipate that it'll have an operating budget impact, but that amount will be less. We have been deferring programs, though, so I don't know that it will have a major impact on what patrons see outside of already having COVID closure.
Yeah. Any other, Randy, did you have something?
Yeah, thanks, Aaron, Mr. Chair. The question, going back to this unemployment, again, and maybe I'm way off track here, with this COVID-19, is there any money, because I know like the colonies are getting money, did Great River give it any money for loss of wages or maybe to put people into shelter at home, you know, to do their jobs? Is there any money that we got through Great River for that or that we could have applied for that maybe we didn't?
At the moment, I don't think that we're qualified for that. I also have sent this information over to our auditors along with another issue that we're having them investigate for us to get clarity on, and that's the employer Social Security refund, Social Security and Medicare refund for Families First Coronavirus Act. At first, we thought we were entitled to that, and then there's some conflicting things like on the IRS website versus what our broker's saying versus what whoever else is saying. So I thought I would go straight to our CPAs and get the answer from them and then go with whatever they recommend. She said I should hear something later in the week. I could definitely follow up with you, Randy, if you would like me to do that.
Yeah, because Dave and I, we sit on another nonprofit organization, and they've got some money. So again, I know that there's just the interpretation of all these laws is so different from everything else, you know. But yeah, I'd appreciate that if you can just check that in there, because every dollar helps that if we can get it through this COVID grants or whatever it may be.
Oh, it also has something to do with the type of organization that we're labeled as. And I believe it was a political subdivision. Is that right, Karen?
Yeah, it's a debate over whether we're government or whether we're nonprofit. We don't have a 501c3 status. So that means we're not eligible for some of the same funding that some nonprofits have been.
Thank you, Karen. Yeah. So when I get that back, I can, I don't know with open meeting laws if I can send it all to the board or not. I don't think so.
We'll work on it, Aaron, in between the meetings. I think other members have questions, Aaron.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dave, did you have one? Or
Mr. Chair?
Lisa was first.
Lisa.
So, Mr. Chair and Aaron, thanks. Yes, I think like Randy's talking about that another, we should, I know we're all trying to figure out this CARES Act funding still. So I think that's a good question to ask our counties and our, like, I'll go to Dan Weber, who's kind of trying to figure out all of our CARES Act, you know, if that would cover any of the library situation. It's worth asking anyway.
Lisa, so you're saying go to our county and see if any of the county's money would qualify?
Okay. Yeah, because many, a number of the counties aren't going to be able to spend all their money.
Right.
So trying to figure out, are there other entities that our county touches financially, like the Rott Library? So I'm going to pose that question. We're having a meeting tomorrow with townships about this, and Dan Weber's been trying to do the deep dive. I don't know if anyone else has information on that.
Well, you know, the counties ain't in as much trouble as the township. Like some of these townships, they just don't have no accessible to spend this whatsoever.
Right.
So,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Well, our township's probably going to spend their money on election issues, so they, because if they need to improve their facilities for elections and follow the rules. But on the CARES Act, I believe, and I've just, we were just briefed this morning by our coordinator, the city of St. Cloud should have gotten money from that if they certified CARES Act. So it would not be the county, it'd be the city of St. Cloud, especially for St. Cloud Library. They should be putting a percentage of that back into economic development, which would be a part of our loss. And that's who Karen should deal with, is the city. The county will take care of, the county gets the money, but the cities are actually getting their money separately. But the county's responsible for the county and the small townships and the small cities, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Dave. Yeah, good point.
So City of St. Cloud is hopefully will reach out to the library and say, okay, what are your losses and what do we need to help you with? So
we do need action on this and the budget, which is coming up. And I see some board members logging on for the next
meeting.
So I just want to let everybody know that
all right, we're
getting close to the time.
Is there any more questions about the second quarter?
Mr. Chairman, real quickly, Jeff Bertram. At one point, the last time we talked about the unemployment, it wasn't clear whether or not we were obligated to pay that. It sounds like now it's been determined that we are obligated to pay it. Is that accurate?
We have to wait until they do a follow-up. We'll have to pay something. We don't know if it'll be the full $14,000. So in September, it's likely we'll ask for action if that amount is due. And we'll have to ask where the board wants to pull that fund from. Since we're running a surplus in personnel, it's most likely we would just pull it from the personnel operating budget after that designated fund is depleted.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Any other questions? Otherwise, I'll look for...
Mr. Chair, one last thing here. I would like to see if the city of St. Cloud doesn't reach out to Great River, that Karen could reach out to them, because you never know what may happen there.
Okay.
You put me on the case, I'll get us some cash.
Good luck. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chair, yes. I'll move approval of the second quarter financial report.
Is there a second?
I'll second, Mr. Chairman, Jeff Bertram.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. Patty, you got, want to call the roll?
Yep, here we go. Jeff?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Thank you.
Then we'll move on to number five, the 2021 proposed budget for discussion. It's in your packet on page 11, 12, 13, somewhere in there.
The 2021 budget you have in front of you is the same one as the preliminary one that was shown to you guys in May. Nothing has been changed on it, except for it now says proposed versus preliminary.
Okay. Any questions? I think we worked this over pretty good in May.
I'm sorry, Ed, what was that?
I said, if anybody's got any questions, otherwise, you know, we discussed it pretty thoroughly in May.
Oh, right.
It's in your packet, so everybody's got a chance to look at it. This is what will be proposed.
You need a motion?
To counties. Yes, we'll need a motion on this if we don't have
any
discussion.
I'll move. Dave will move.
Is there a second?
Please, I'll Michael second. Potter had it. Sorry.
Oh, Michael.
Yes.
Did you second?
Either motion or second, either way, let's get this show on the road.
Okay. So I had a motion and second. Pat, you want to call the roll?
I'll do that. Jeff?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
So that passes. Next meeting, September 15th, 2020. I doubt whether we'll be meeting in person, so it'll probably be another Zoom meeting.
Karen, three minutes.
Thank you for the mask, Karen.
Yeah, well, thank Breanne. That was her department.
Hey, Ed, was that the adjournment?
Yeah, I can. I have no discussion on the September 15th meeting, and I guess I'll call for adjournment.